partie pour votre achat de bottes en cuir fabriquées en Espagne.
I'm gonna do it now. Gotta find them good. Only got that Puerto Rican thug in love. What's up? Come and thug on my corner, baby, be a donor. Think that thugs don't like that. And selling them guns, making that money. Come back, automatic thug crack. For the first to the 15th, thug won't be cheap. But I gotta say, gotta come up, put it all in the cup. Wanna get plugged in the corner store, grab a couple loads, sell a roll to the bag. Count on my profit and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back, these players hate me. Be out to rob me, fools, but never know something, no loss is gone. Been keeping these buzzers up off me. See, get us over a whole block, spin a couple bills, thug. And I fell out of ears on the first.
Wake up, wake up.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stretching them down, that lightweight bitch. Chug a lug, I take a pill to the dawn. I'm glad I got geek with my chug. But it's in the press, I'm getting me hustle on. Hop on the phone, calling a friend of mine. Wanna know, did your OG check come?
You put me down.
I'm on the block with business.
You must get drunk.
And I'm coming with a punch of that bump from home. Here I come, he put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm a drinking me black as mine. All of some time.
This thing is first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on hard cause I'm needing me hair braided. We heavy up into this game. Just call me that punk. Now I hang them records from the east to the west. I'm making that money all across the world, man. I'm gonna say clear, true. And I'm gonna work it late tonight. But I gotta make a living, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboys high. We be coming over here, it's all about making more. Wanna first get a tip, but don't flip. Getting live with the bumpers, poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Love that song. Takes me back in the time. Oh, so nicely. Bonsoir, Monsieur Dame. C'est dimanche, le 6 octobre 2013, et vous écoutez l'heure de plaisir à la radio avec votre hôtesse, moi-même, Mademoiselle Sandra Londres of livinggrind.com. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, October 6, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The two songs you heard at the top of the hour were J'ai acheté mes bottes en Espagne, I Bought My Boots in Spain by Ms. Jacek, and First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. I have a lot of music lined up for this evening's show and a dash of erotica. Please feel free to call in anytime you'd like, 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And now I will play Forever by, in this moment, Rock Scars Volume 4.
Oh,
Sir, customer, sir, I am here to give you what we give every passenger on Hello Kitty Airlines, your own personal vibrator, in the event of an emergency.
Well, how does that work?
Well, first, you're in the aisle seat, the emergency exit row, so would you be willing to assist with calming the passengers in the event of a crisis?
Sure, I think I could.
Okay, so basically,
familiarize...
I'm just flight attendant. Yeah. So, familiarize yourself. It's this here. It's called the Hello Kitty vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do, in the event of distress, emotional or otherwise, it will assist passengers by delivering this to their hand that they may use to calm themselves.
Well, can you show me, like, I'd give it to you and...
Sure, I can do a demonstration.
Okay.
Definitely, sir.
So it's a time of stress right now.
Time of distress. You hand it over.
So it's like, ooh, I'm in distress?
Yes.
Okay.
And you would be giving it to me,
right? Because you're the passenger.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I am in distress.
Oh, here.
Help me, sir.
Have this Hello Kitty thing. It will help you.
How will it help me?
I think what you do is you use it to comfort yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
that. And I think you turn it on.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, in the event that it does not work, yes, one can still receive calming.
Right.
Really?
So I think
then you'd have to advise them to do it here.
I think right there, that's where you do it, and I think you move it around a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
There.
Well, yeah, there.
Or direct pressure.
Direct pressure.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. In there.
Okay.
And we really should get some batteries to make sure it really works.
You really should, but for demonstration purposes, I think we'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
You may continue to sit in the emergency aisle.
Yeah, I want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just give me a piece of you. I feel come on.
That was Piece of You by Dub Seeds. I want to give a quick birthday shout out to, where'd you go? Yes, Penn and Bray and Latifah For You of Naked Girls Radio, and also to all Libras out there. Hope you have had or will have a very, very happy birthday. I was just looking up some more things about your sign here. Very cool. Air is your element. Your ruling planet is Venus, and you're in the seventh house. And I guess this is one thing I did not know, like, before just now, was that the first six signs of the zodiac are focused on the individual. And I'm an Aries, so I think we're the first sign, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, yeah. And Libra would fall in the second half, being the seventh sign, and you all are focused on partnership and your relation to others and things like this. So this is awesome. You also are identified with the scales and balance. So you guys like to stay even on an even keel. So that describes you. Then, woo, you have that in common with your sign. I'll be right back with you with a few news updates and perhaps some live erotica. But in the meanwhile, please check out this next song. I will play Proud Tears by Ellipse, and I'll be right back with you. Oh, and you also share your birthday with Carol Lombard, who is the highest paid Hollywood actress of her time in the 1930s. Pretty sweet, pretty sweet. Yeah, here you are. Proud Tears by Ellipse, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you are.
Hell no.
And a chair.
A chair? I've never seen a chair like you before.
You like a chair.
Are you in rock and roll? Are you related to Sharon and Ozzy? Is that it? Is that who you are? Can I be on your show? I've got tons of magic tricks and animals who can fly and sing prettier than a bird. Shall I audition?
Yes.
Must I begin now?
Yes.
Do you have a platform and water for my toes? It's kind of my thing, you know. This is how I get into a character every now and again. Yes, yes. Okay. I will sit on you indeed. You've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I will come and sit upon them. If I dribble, will you or not? I am on the rod, and my little animal, prettier than a bird, he is going to sing with me. Right now he is asleep, but I call him Fifi. J'adore, 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 j'adore. He is a teenage nightmare, an old doggy skin. He's a teenage nightmare. He really likes chicken. The in. Thank you. Goodbye.
Others don't ever let a brother pimp you. If you want the size, you can reach a girl, y'all. Take a look at her. She standing in the midst of 100,000 haters. Dynamite, a C4 strapped around my waist. Bloody tears in my eyes. Hit the switch, making sure every in the vicinity blow away and die. My brother, you can't bring harm with bombs. I'm on with guns. You obituary, I got all that you carry up. Been on and on, cause I'ma come till they put all of us in a cemetery. You did? And you know you kill him in the public road. You was born to be a pro, how you pose, take a photo. And I love you cause you kick it with the dope bro. Drop it to the blow, let the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh, oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why don't
we play something these hoes don't like? Try with, I know they like. Twister, you told a ride. I make you a celebrity, yo, but not. Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Kobe, right? The way we mow them, right? I can make you a celebrity, yo, but not. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask you, what you need? What you need from me? Oh, you wanna be a star? Are you messing with the right one? I can take you there. I can make sure you get off the fine plane. Let me be your manager. Come make up, I can see you for. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on streets and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV Award. We about to do a show tonight. You looking good, I'll show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come and go, you can hang if you're bored. We can do plenty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the doors. I can even get you to the Soul Train Award. We about to do a show tonight. You looking good, I'll show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Lulu Love here, and hi Sandra London, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be on your site, thank you. What attracted me originally to women is, you know, their beauty, you know, they're pretty, they're sweet, they're sensual, it's a whole different kind of sex. What's different is how complicated women are and how difficult it is, you know, whenever you're in a relationship, because I'm really kind of a more of a relationship person, and then, like, don't get me wrong, I have done my one-night stands, but women, it's different. You want to get to know them and, you know, see what they're about, see what makes them tick. Turn on to same women. It's confidence but not being too cocky. You know, the really pretty girl that's like, about everything doesn't turn me on. They can be beautiful and open their mouth and not be the brightest crayon in the crayon box, and that could turn me off on also. I like a spunky, smart, sophisticated woman with, you know, like a dirty side and, you know, takes care of themselves. And the reason why I don't date women anymore is it is very, very complicated. And I get attached easily when it comes to women. So that's another reason why I don't bang the chicks. Oh, well. The most daring sexual experience I ever had was at this older lady's house, and it was me and a couple other girls who were about my age. We were all like 18, 19, and she was like in her 30s, and there was like 5 or 6 of us, and we all had sex with one another, and I'll let you use your imagination on that one. I have a pit bull, and a German Shepherd pain in the ass. They are the sweetest, cutest, most annoying, terrorizing dogs that you could possibly have. But a good thing about them, well, my pit bull is 2, and he has 1 blue eye, and he's like a brown coat, he's like a pit lab mix, and he's cute, and he weighs like 80, 85 pounds, and he's just a big baby, but he loves to hunt lizards all day long, his face gets all scratched up, he's like missing a little piece of his nose, it's so sad. But we have a white German Shepherd named Ida. I don't know if I said Prince's name, it's Prince Anita. She's a white German Shepherd. She's also 2. They're about 2 months apart. And she's a big baby. She gets, like, picked on by other dogs. And needless to say, she doesn't get to play with every dog that we come in contact with. And she likes to bark, which is very annoying. But one thing about them, whenever we first got them, like, I wasn't into, like, the big health thing or losing weight. But once we got them, we started walking with them more. And that's when I started actually deciding that I wanted to lose weight, but one more cute thing. Prince gets hurt a lot. He's been bit by a snake. He fell down a flight of stairs. He runs his head into walls all the time, and I got bruises on my shin to prove that, too. he's gotten 7 staples in his leg from jumping on a little metal thing, and I know there's more, I just can't think of it. And all thing that's ever happened to Ida is she got stung by a bee and her ear swole up, so she can tell, you can see who's winning the money battle. I'm actually I'm actually getting ready to do, I guess you can call it kind of a mainstream DVD. It's going to be like me personal with me and B, but it's going to be like really high definition. We're going to the famous Jack Watson's house and his studio, and he's going to like just shoot an amazing video. We're going to knock it out in 2 days, so that's going to be one of the probably the toughest things I've ever had to overcome since getting into the industry. But it's going to be exciting because from there, maybe, you know, I might make not many of them, but I've always wanted to like design a shirt, maybe do like a cute little poster. Who knows? I like to do fun stuff like that. But to my fans, you know, just keep expecting me doing what I do, having fun and having a couple orgasms along the way. And if you'd like to see more of me, you can come to leelulove.com. That's www.leelulove.com. See you soon. What's up, everybody? This is like my first time ever playing guitar. Or is it bass or a guitar? I don't know what it is.
A guitar!
Oh, yay! Ha ha! Okay, let's see how I do. One. Ow. Okay. One, two, three. I'm just going to keep playing. Okay, I'm just trying to get my fingers going. I can't get the next part. There we go. Okay.
chime in whenever I'm fucking really bad, which will be soon. Happy Wednesday, America. Okay, I can't sing either, fuck. Okay. That did not work. That was my rendition of You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. This is my final jam thrust.
Cause I beat that pussy up till it's black and blue. Ask my crew.
And that was the artist Mr. Frizzo with the song I'm From That, rocking out over in Wisconsin, making head swag and bob and move to the beat. Yes, yes. Alrighty. I guess for this evening's broadcast, I will do a live reading of a post that I posted originally on livinggrind.com back in March. March 20th, 2001, 2011, excuse me. and then I republished it on imsandralondon.com, which is an archive site for livinggrind.com. And it was about a strip club visit. And I guess what inspired me to read this tonight, perhaps, pray tell, was last night's episode of SNL, Saturday Night Live, with Yael Miley Cyrus. I don't know. I think she can sing really well. I loved her video for Wrecking Ball. I did not love her performance in the MA, whatever. But, like, I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of popular music lately, not so much. But I did happen to catch that music video, and there's, like, I guess a bit of flack, but I actually liked it. Although when I saw the little excerpts from the awards show, I did not like that so much. But, yes, anyways, who am I? It doesn't matter. But, yeah, that's what inspired tonight's reading, I suppose you could say. And so this article was republished on December 19th, 2011, a Monday, and it's called Something Like 7 Minutes of Heaven. Alrighty, here we go. And I will do a big reveal of my personal, three of my personal favorites for strip clubs, gentlemen's clubs, lady dens, at the end, because I did mention that they were on the top of my, or they're in my list anyways. If I had to pick a top 10, they would be in there, those three. So without further ado, I will go ahead and do the reading. Alrighty. Happy day, chickadees. It's been an interesting weekend. I'm not quite sure how or why, but I had heard as much as you all surely had about the wonderful, rare full moon that was on deck last night. And yet, I still spent 22 out of 24 hours yesterday thinking it was still Friday. Yes, you can shake your head in dismay. I don't get it either, but that's what happens to bookworms or rammy pigs like me. We get all stuck in our headspace from time to time. Calendars be damned. Well, anyways, I did actually venture out from my home last night, still in Friday mode, and it was well after dark. I haunted three different lady dens, i.e. strip clubs, with two strapping gentlemen in tow to see what I'd been missing out on. I like to go to strip clubs randomly every now and again, not so much for the boobage, although sure, boobs can be delightful for what they are, but kind of for technical observatory reasons. Which, if I'm asked a banal, boorishly pedantic question, or hear some general comment by friends in tow, like, ooh, it looks busy, the girls must be making bank, I either hold my tongue or throw their head for a tailspin when I reply, have you seen any of those girls get tipped more than $3, aside from so-and-so, who looks like she has her regular visiting her in the club right now, and why is the lap dance room empty? Yes, she's hot as all hell. That doesn't mean she made more than whoever is the requisite ugmo in the club tonight. You're doing what a lot of the guys here tonight are doing to this slamming, gorgeous gal. Looking. But did you comment on her lusciousness while pulling out a stack of dollars? Or are you just tipping me off to a fellow hottie as if that actually does something for me or her? Whew, where are my manners? I'm not often prone to ranting in this way, but this is, truthfully, what I either think or perchance say when an outsider thinks he or she can make an educated insider guess as to how a particular club, girl, or type of club is doing. It's hard to keep quiet, but usually after giving them that above speech just once, well, they try and compose more meaningful thoughts before speaking on the industry in my presence. This was surely not meant to come out all mean, so I apologize in advance if any offense is taken whatsoever. However, I might as well put it out there, no? I promise you, I'm totally really nice, like 92% of the time. Promise. But when something is on my mind, it tends to come out if I have a direct personal connection with what is being discussed or sometimes even mentioned. That being said, I enjoyed all three clubs for what they were and turned my spidey senses off for a bit so that I wouldn't spoil the evening with any off-the-cuff remarks. A smirk, smile, and light shake of the head, no, no, my dear, is sometimes much more effective than anything else ever could be. But yes, I am glad I went. I am glad we went. And I'm glad that the three clubs were already cataloged in my mind as three of the best clubs in L.A. County. Anyways, I leave you with a few quotes for some inspiration, feel-good time, and positive altruistic reflection. I hope you love them. I hereby present seven more of my all-time favorite quotations. Number one, by Elia Root. Gradually, everything that happens in the world is coming to be of interest everywhere in the world, and gradually, thoughtful men and women everywhere are sitting in judgment upon the conduct of all nations. Number two, by Plutarch. I don't need a friend who changes when I change and who nods when I nod. My shadow does that much better. Number three, a German proverb. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Number four, by Carl Jung. The pendulum of the mind alternates between sense and nonsense, not between right and wrong. Number five, by Mark Overby. Love is much like a wild rose, beautiful and calm, but willing to draw blood in its defense. Number six, by Margaret Mead. A small group of thoughtful people could change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And lastly, number seven, by Theodore Roosevelt. Great thoughts speak only to the thoughtful mind, but great actions speak to all mankind. Time's up. Sandra London. So there you are. Oh, and the big reveal, of three of my favorite clubs of, if I had to make a top 10 list, three of my favorites would be Plan B, which is a bikini, full alcohol bar with a very nice restaurant, very good food, in West LA. Foreplay, also in West LA, very nice nudie club, very glamorous ladies, and they're like a sister club to Plan B. And number three, Skin, which is near to Foreplay. Actually, near to Plan B. They're all kind of all close to each other, which is why we were able to hit up all three. But that was in West LA. And that's a very cool, interesting diamond in the rough that you can't really see off the street when you're driving. You kind of have to go on a side street. But a lot of money walks in there. I know this personally. But yes, it has very high money-making potential and very beautiful, beautiful girls, all three clubs. So those are three of my all-time top 10 favorite clubs in LA. So there you are. If you want to see some very high-quality, sexy, sultry, alluring theater, I suggest you check out any of those three. But that's just me. So there you are, and let me give you a song. What was I going to do? I will give you... all right, I'll do Samambaia by Pipo Pegoraro, a very sexy Brazilian song, and I'll be right back with you in 2 seconds, or after the song. Here you are, Samambaia. Thank you.
Eastern Standard Time.